Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. I was born in the center of the United States, equidistant from all three coasts. I never saw the ocean until I was 18. For me, it was a place apart, to be read about in books, dreamed of. If there was one true manifestation of its reality, it was tuna. Yes, I was raised on tuna fish, mixed into sandwiches, salads, and ghastly casseroles on an almost daily basis. A staple, tasty and nutritious, and mysterious by virtue of its arrival in an anonymous can from somewhere I could not quite imagine. Later, albeit still over 30 years ago, I lived in Taiwan and Japan, where I acquired a taste for sushi and a catalog of exotic fish served raw, led by the glorious red-fleshed tuna that I could see now and appreciate for all its beauty in early morning visits to Tokyo's Tsukiji fish market. But today, too late. I will not eat tuna in any form, yellowfin, bluefin, as they have become so drastically overfished and overconsumed as to be seriously endangered, perhaps to an inevitable extinction. Sadly, tuna joins a growing list of fish to be avoided, including swordfish, certain salmon, certain shrimp, and other species that are either overexploited or compromised by toxins acquired from pollutants in the food chain. Yes, I am very late indeed. About 80% of the Atlantic bluefin tuna catch worldwide is consumed in Japan, the balance by Americans and Europeans mostly. Two key areas for harvest are the Mediterranean Sea and the Gulf of Mexico, now additionally affected by the outpouring of Deepwater Horizon. A bluefin caught off Montauk, Long Island, New York, by a sport fisherman is reported to be worth many thousands of dollars to buyers waiting on the pier, the single fish to be en route to Tokyo overnight. But these fish are few and far between. The UN Food and Agricultural Organization reports that 7 of the 23 commercially fished stocks are depleted, with 9 more threatened. Drift nets, long lines with thousands of hooks, and sea-freezing technology have enabled a harvest to meet the explosive new demand, and have now been supplemented by purse seiners to trap the smaller younger fish live for transfer to holding pens to be fattened for the voracious market. An international body, ICAT, the International Commission for the Conservation of Atlantic Tuna, exists to provide a regulatory structure for global catch management. In 2008, it set catch limits that were nearly double what its own scientists recommended, a function of politics led by the Japanese. Recently, conservationists attempted to protect the Atlanta bluefin tuna through CITES, the UN Convention on the International Trade in Endangered Species of Flora and Fauna, meeting in Doha, Qatar. Again, the Japanese were able to muster a coalition to vote down the initiative, and so the irresponsible harvest continues. Reason seems no longer to prevail. The logical arguments appear useless against the force of illogical emotions and related market response. It appears that the Japanese intend to eat tuna to extinction, indifferent, as with whaling, to international isolation and disapproval. As an individual, I carry one of those wallet cards distributed by SeaWeb or the Monterey Bay Aquarium that suggest what fish we should eat in the context of conservation and sustainability. But suggestion is not enough. So no more tuna. No more tuna on the grill. No more tuna in my selection of my favorite Japanese restaurant. No tuna sushi, sashimi, tataki. No more canned tuna either. No more tuna melts, niçoise salads. No more ghastly casseroles. No more tuna. Maybe I will make the difference. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory, online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced by Amelia Poole in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.